Start hour number two. Welcome to the program. I am Jim Rome. Good first hour. Smooth and easy. Program brought to you by Rocket Mortgage, by Quicken Loans. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. You know, I mentioned at the very top of the program that, you know, I got an issue with Drake. Like, not personally. I like Drake. I love the Raptors. I like Drake, but this guy's got a free run of the place. I mean, what fan could do that? I understand that he's an ambassador. I understand that he's a celebrity. I understand that he's a super fan. I get that he loves his team, loves his coach, but to have this guy running around, rubbing up his coach, trying to talk to the refs, to me, it's too much. You know, draw the line somewhere. This guy's got to sit down. Kendrick Perkins told him to sit his ass down, but he didn't. That said, Caron Butler, who I have immense respect for as a player and a guy, said, I'm fine with it. He's doing his job. He's getting into the head of the other team's best player. It's working for him, and it's working for them. You know, so what do you do with that? Personally, I still have an issue with it. What fan can be running around doing what he's doing? But then again, Caron Butler, who played 14 years and won an NBA championship, said, I'm fine with it. So where do you come out? Also, coming off that interview, I was having a conversation with the XR4TI like I do during the breaks. And the flight deck, James Kelly says to me, man, I can't believe that guy's got a kid in college already. And to which I said, it's amazing, isn't it? But then when I think about this, I've done this long enough that I've talked to guys, and I've interviewed guys on this show, and I've interviewed their sons as athletes on this show. And what I'm trying to do now is stay in this thing long enough to talk to a grandson or a granddaughter. And for the right reasons. But I don't want to skip a generation. Like, I don't want to talk to a dad and then talk to his grandson. I want to talk to all three. So, again, I'm trying to play that game where who'd be the first grandson? Who's going to be the first grandchild that I interview on this show if I stay in this game long enough? Help me with this, clones. So I'm thinking about this. What athletes have I spoken to whose fathers played in the pros? And in no particular order, I think about some of the famous athletic families. First one that comes to mind, the Longs. Howie Long came on the show when I got my career started. In fact, famously, when I got my first break at 6:90 a.m., Howie wanted to punch me in the face and knock me out. And I remember those close to me. I understand the world was very different. No social, no internet, just the show. And I remember those close to me saying, man, he's mad. Like, Howie Long is really mad. He wants to knock you the hell out. He said so. I said, you know, it is what it is. We'll see. I don't think. And then Howie and I came together. It was really funny. So we sit down, and I thought it was going to be tense. And keep in mind, there is no internet. I don't think, in fact, I know I was not on TV yet. So he had never seen me. We'd never met before. He looks at me, he sits down, he goes, yeah, man. You're bigger than I thought you were. Very tongue-in-cheek. It was funny. And then it was diffused. And then Howie and I did great and still do. And then I talked to both of Howie's kids. So now Chris Long is retired. So I need Chris to have a kid to make it to the NFL or Major League Baseball or whatever it is. I need a reason to interview his kid. So that would be a grandchild that could make it. Like Doc Rivers came on the show quite a bit as a player. Austin Rivers has been on the show. If Austin has a kid, that would work. Klay Thompson's been on the show. Michael Thompson and I beefed a little bit way back in the day. He must have been on the show. So if Klay has a kid, that would work. What about the Matthews, the Claymaker? Klay Matthews Sr. If Klay has a kid, that would work. I was talking to Dave Whalen. Dave Whalen said, you and Henry Bibby had a chat on an airplane. The Bibbies would work. Henry Bibby's been on this show. Mike Bibby has been on this show. If Mike has a kid. Of course, one of the most famous families ever. The Mannings. Archibald has been on this show. Eli has been on this show. Peyton has been on the show. So if either Eli or Peyton have a famous child, that could be a grandson. Yes, Alvy's got one. The Dunleavy's. Mike Sr. has been on the show. Mike Jr. has been on the show. Good pull, Alvy. Adam Hawk's got a poll. Tony Gwynn Jr. came and hung out with us at our live show in Escondido. Tony Gwynn Jr. has not been on the show, though. So I got to put him on the show to set that one up. Tony, we got to do this. So when you have a famous kid, that might be my first grandson. The Haywards. Cam Hayward. Man, I love Cam. I loved his dad, Ironhead. Loved him. So if Cam has a son, the Waltons. Luke's not in a good way right now. The Currys. I'm trying to think if I ever did Del Curry. We know Steph has done the program. Del, I must have done Del back in the day. Had to have done Del back in the day.
Hey, Jim Rome.
Hey, Steph Curry. Steph's never played better. I literally have never seen him play better than he is right now. Let me think. Help me out, clones. Those of you who know this show, is there anybody I'm forgetting? Fathers, sons, I'm trying to pick out a grandkid. 1-800-636-8686. A couple of you have mentioned Dale Earnhardt Sr. Do you know something? Incredibly enough, I think that I missed Sr. I think that was back in the day when I cracked NASCAR so hard. The left turn only circuit. I didn't make up with them until after the fact. Junior's been great. Dale Earnhardt Jr. is one of my favorite athletes ever. So I don't think that would work. I don't think I ever spoke to Sr. Am I forgetting anybody? Help me out here. I like that game. And by the way, it's driving me. I want to talk to a grandchild. I want to interview a grandchild. I want to be able to say, I've done three generations. I've talked to your dad and your granddad. And then we have to target. I haven't done enough research. I haven't done my recruiting. Who is the best grandchild athlete of all those families I mentioned right now? I'd love to know. Who is trending upward? Who's like that junior ranked tennis player or that awesome traveling AAU baller? I'll look into it. All right, so something else. Love this, my man. Look who's in. Rob Johnson. Rob, I was just thinking about you, bro. Swear, I was just thinking about you. Where are you? I've not heard from Rob Johnson in a while. Rob would know. He said, Peyton and Eli have a nephew that's a great eighth grade quarterback. Cooper's kid. Does that count? No, brother. That does not count.
Brother.
Man, poor Coop can't catch a break. I love that about Archibald. Like, when you talk to Archibald and you say, hey, Archibald, how about Eli this or Peyton that? Archie is so good about, hey, listen, we do have another kid. We have another kid who's an amazing kid who is incredible in his own right. Archie is so good about always getting Cooper into the conversation. And Cooper's like probably an amazing guy who always gets slighted. And I just did it myself. No, Rob, my man, that does not count. I don't want a great nephew. I need a grandkid.
Who you like better, Peyton or Eli? I think she meant who I think was better, but you don't love one child more than the other. But in Kenwether, I told her we actually like Cooper better because he's got the grandchildren.
See what I mean? That's how you handle that like a boss. My man Rob Johnson, jungle favorite. Love Rob Johnson. Let's see. Rick Barry. How do I forget that? Done Rick Barry. Obviously done John Barry. John Barry was the one that got me to go to Sacramento for the tour stop. Brent Barry. All right, so Brent and John. I don't know about their kids. That would qualify. The Collins is. Doug Collins, Chris Collins. You're probably like, hey, Rome, you're spending a lot of time reminding people how old you are. No, I'm spending a lot of time reminding people how sharp I am, how badly I want this, and how I'm going to be the first guy to ever interview three generations of professional athletes. Let me see. How about Dick Bennett? Let me think. Have we done Dick Bennett? Did I do Dick Bennett back in the day?
Bennett.
Because we have done Tony Bennett. Hawk is trying to argue for Trey Griffey. You know why that doesn't work, Hawk? Because your idol, Junior, refused to do the show. That was a big beef back in the day. He just would not do it. He would not do it. And Ken, this is one of those things, like, when this was a thing, Ken Griffey Jr. would say things like, Rome hates on me because I won't do his show. That's the only reason Rome hates on me, because I won't do his show. And I'm like, Junior, nothing could be further from the truth. Like, you're like one of the worst interviews ever. I don't want you on the show. I don't need you on the show. Like, you're one of the best athletes I've ever seen in my life. You're one of the best baseball players I've ever seen in my life, but you are literally one of the worst interviews ever. That's not why I say what I say. The show is really weird like that. As always, there are guys who should hate my guts that like me, and there are guys who like me who should hate my guts. It's got nothing to do with anything. I mean, that's the one thing. I don't care what you say about me. I don't care what you tweet about me. I don't care what you write about me. I don't care what you say about my show. I don't care about any of that, because you're entitled to your opinion, and I can't control it. I don't give a damn. But I'll tell you what I do care about. Never, ever, ever say that something I say is based on whether or not you will do the show. It's got nothing to do with that at all. Never has, never will. That's the only thing I've ever taken offense to. Oh, you only say that because I won't do your show. If everybody wants to do this show, I wouldn't be doing my job. I want people to say no. That means I still have it. That means I've lost nothing. That means they don't agree with what I'm saying. That means I'm putting myself out there. If everybody wants to do the show, it's a safe show, a boring show. That's the only thing I take offense to. You just said that because I won't do the show. It's got nothing to do with it. There's a lot of guys who won't do the show that I don't even know about. So how can I base what I'm saying on that? Any other grandkids? 1-800-636-8686. The Boones. The Boones. That's a good one. Bob Boone, for sure. Aaron Boone. Brett Boone and I beefed and we fixed it. Oh, we had really good beef. We had really good beef back in the day. I was into him pretty good. He was one of those guys. And again, this is before there was social, where you could just slide into somebody's DM, or you could do this, that, or the other. He was really unhappy with me, and I picked up the phone, and we had it out, and it was good. Like, he was, like, for all the athlete beefs I've had, that was really good, because he was really, really angry. And I said, listen, man, this is why I said what I said. And he told me why I was totally wrong. And I said, okay, I'll own anything I've ever done or said that's wrong. But this is why I said what I said. This is where I got this from. And then it was good. And then we talked once or twice and then never again. But that was a good one. So the Boones, if there are any grandkids in that family, that's a possibility. All right, when we come back, let me drop that promo. Alvy Smackoff promo. That's coming up next. Are you taking good care of your car? Show your vehicle some love at O'Reilly Auto Parts. You'll get better parts, better prices every single day. They've got the parts that you need to get the job done right. From measuring tools, mechanic wire, motor oil to cylinders, starters and springs. From batteries, belts and brakes to filters, fluids and fuses. O'Reilly Auto Parts has it all. O'Reilly stores are stocked with high quality parts and accessories at guaranteed low prices. It is one-stop shopping for all of your vehicle needs. If you need something, the store's well-trained professionals are standing by to help. And if you don't have time to get to a store, shop O'Reilly online. You can have your stuff shipped right to your home or to a store. And if you want to buy even more, become an O'Reilly Rewards loyalty member and you will earn points every time you shop. Reach 150 points, earn a $5 reward. Keep going and earn double points, bonus points, even mega points. Plus, you'll get exclusive email-only offers. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
Nice job, clones. You're stepping up with some good ideas for grandkids even I hadn't thought of. Some of you are on the Andretti family. That could be it, right? In fact, let me shout out to my man Dave Whalen. Is that done? Have I already gotten the grandson? Mario? John? This may be done already. I could walk off on that. If I've already done the three generations, I could walk off right now. I could be done. Ricky Fowler, Jordan Spieth, John Rahm lead the charge as Justin Rose defends his title, the Charles Schwab Challenge, this weekend on CBS. Got Jeremy Roenick coming up at 40 past. Top of hour number three, finally, Sean Payton, Saints head coach, makes his return to the jungle. All right, so it's time. We're officially inside of 1 month until Smack-Off 25, the silver anniversary Smack-Off, or silver Smack-Off, arguably the biggest and most important Smack-Off ever. Friday, June 21st, 29 days away. Just 29. Feels like yesterday that I started the countdown at 50 days, and here we are now, 29 sleeps away from the main event. Now, if you're new around here, and again, you're wondering what the hell the Smack-Off is, let me catch you up quickly. The Smack-Off is an annual event, one day, invite only, in which the best of the best call to compete for the title of King of Smack. Not only do you get that title, which is priceless, you get $5,000, which is real. $5,000 if you win. Second place gets nothing. Third place even less. $5,000. Winner take all. This is not like horse racing, where the winning horse gets 60%, the second place horse gets 20%, the third place horse gets 10%, the fourth place horse gets 5%. If you hit the wire first, you get everything. Winner take all. $5,000. But you can't win it if you're not in it, and you can't get in without an invite or a golden ticket. So far, I've handed out 8 tickets. I've ripped one back. 6 callers have already RSVP'd. You know I'm looking for more. It's the 25th edition, but we've had 14 winners because there are multiple winners. So 14 different champs all have lifetime exemptions. They can go the entire year without calling, and they're invited that day. They can go 5 years without calling, and they're invited that day. There's a number of these legends and former champs that I won't hear from until that day, if at all. Some never call ever again. I've had guys win multiple titles that haven't called in years and probably never will. But the field itself is not only filling up fast, it's already full. I mean, I could do this thing today with the callers that I know who are going to be there and have enough people on to do 2 shows. So what that means for all of you golden ticket holders is just because you have that ticket, it does not mean you're getting on that day. It does not guarantee anything other than you're invited. It doesn't mean you'll get in. It's kind of like going to a club. You might be on the list, but if they're already at max capacity, you're not getting in. Unless the guy holding the clipboard decides, oh yeah, you can come in because you'll make that party better. You're really hot. Or you're really interesting, or you're really famous. You'll make the club better. You can come in. Same thing with the Smack-Off. If I think that you'll make it better, you're going to make it in. If you're one of those people who has an invite but may not get in, you need to bolster your resume right now. You need to jockey for position to get to the front of the line or to get to a place where you can cut the line between now and the 21st. In other words, you got to make me feel like that club needs you. You got to make me feel like the club's going to be better if I let you in. There are levels to this thing. You know this. I know this. Let me be very clear and very transparent about it. I don't have enough show for everybody who has qualified for the event. I just don't. So now is the time to make sure that you make your case. If for any reason you're still not clear on exactly what the Smack-Off is, or exactly what the Smack-Off sounds like, you picked a good day to listen, because today is the day that lets you know that you're in. We're all in dead thick of Smack-Off season, and the event is nearly here, because today is the day where we drop our annual Smack-Off promo. This one for Smack-Off 25. So, lay out, sit back, blast the volume, and get ready for the ultimate hype machine. Here is Alvin DeLauro's official promo for Smack-Off 25.
I don't want to do this. I have to do this. This one is for America. USA!
Shut your punk mouth.
You sociopath.
Pitchy bitch with D-minus smack.
Gimmicky little snitch.
Look me up in the Stucknut take box. Check out my portfolio of dead bodies.
Smack-Off 25. Friday, June 21. Remember, the only way to win is to get in.
I'm in the Smack-Off and you ain't.
Crack me, Jim. I'll be there.
I mean, you people stink when you wash.
And the prize, $5,000 cash.
And a therapy dog.
This event is not for everybody. In fact, fact, it's for the best of the best.
Bring the entire family circus, because I got a clown suit for every last one of them.
We're talking about the upper 1,000.
None of them frighten me, but don't forget about Mona.
He needs to pull his pants up and do something productive in the world, like chew a box of razor blades so he would swallow his own fluids for a change.
Who wants to walk? It's yeah, from Richmond.
Even if I did have flesh-eating disease, it wouldn't be that surprising. I'd want to eat me too.
When the other cheeses have a pot, American cheese sits home uninvited and eats a whole pack of itself from depression.
If I'm going to pay $100 to watch Phil Mickelson play golf, you damn well better be topless.
I'm Pedro Martinez, you're Don Zimmer, and you better get your decrepit fat ass back in the dugout.
Bro, it's a radio show. It's not Fight Club. Settle down, Junior.
From Redondo Beach to Rwanda, you're welcome.
From getting left back in the fourth grade to filing for bankruptcy for the fourth time.
Were you talking about concussions, or were you imitating them? I mean, Jim didn't know if you should cut the commercial or slide a credit card between your teeth so you didn't swallow your tongue.
Take out the gimmicks, and that call sucked so bad it might have sucked another Southwest passenger out of airplane window. Re-record that, bitch.
It is officially go time. Smack off 25. 25 is a nice, fat, even number. I might walk off on that one.
Tell me how my ass tastes.
Magic. I want to talk about I'm flaming.
From Radio Yay! Wallpaper.
Larry Brown.
Larry Brown, really? It's delicious.
If that does not get you straight jacked, you're dead inside. Man, I wish this thing were tomorrow. Hell, I wish it were right now. I'm ready. I hope you are too. 29 days until Smack Off 25. You better stay ready so you don't have to get ready. Let's do this. Can't wait. Quickly, this guy's got an invite. He will be there. I know he will. I'm hoping this is an RSVP. Caleb, Green Bay. Leb, what's up?
Not much, Romy. How are you today?
Good, good, bud.
Awesome, man. That was an amazing promo. Alvin's incredible. He deserves an incredible amount of praise. Way to spike my adrenaline and get me breathing heavy, you dweeb. But anyway, the other day, Kyle in Green Bay briefly alluded to our Smack Off watch party, but I thought it deserved its own phone call. Last year, we didn't start getting the word out until Monday before the event. Understandably, attendance was pretty sparse. We had a good time, but we know it could have been so much better. This year, we want to blow the thing wide open. We're letting people know a month in advance. Clones, not just in Northeast Wisconsin, all over the state, any of the neighboring states. If you're within driving distance of Titletown, you are cordially invited to the Lorelei Inn on Webster Avenue here in Green Bay. It's on the east side of town in between Highway 172 and Mason Street, depending on which direction you're coming from. Again, the Lorelei on Webster. Jim, one of the owners, Dave, has been a clone since you first got on the airwaves here in the mid-90s. He loves talking about the jungle. He appreciates any clone who walks in the bar. Super nice guy. He's always supported me and all of us who live up here. He's got a great German menu. He's an absolute animal when it comes to his beer selection. But most importantly, clones, if you come to the Lorelei in between 11 and 2 on Smack Off Day, if you use the promo code ROME, Dave will take 15% off your check. I dare any other establishment to beat that deal. You get to watch the 25th Smack Off on the big screen, surround sound, meet some old friends, make some new ones, great food, great drinks, and you get 15% off your bill just because you're a clone. How can you top that? As for me, I will be there. I'm not making my Smack Off call from there, however. This is not a big Wang situation. But as soon as my call is done, I'll drive over there. Let's pack that joint, clones. I'm counting on you. Let's prove to Jim and everybody else how much we love the jungle. For more information, get in touch with Dave on Twitter, at Dave in Green Bay 1. The Lorelei is at Lorelei Green Bay, L-O-R-E-L-E-I, Green Bay. I will see everybody there on the 21st. Jim, thanks a lot. I'll talk to you soon. On Wisconsin.
On Wisconsin. Nice job, Caleb Rackham. The Lorelei, another watch party. Man, I absolutely love it. I love that for the Smack Off, the biggest day of the year, you've got establishments that are throwing up watch parties because the show is on TV now. CBS Sports Network. We televised our first Smack Off last year. We're going to run it back this year for number 25. And if you've got a watch party, you know, I might get behind it. I'm behind that one. We already know there's going to be one at Hennessy's in Dana Point. And there's another one in Oakland that I'm aware of at Fort Greene. So if you've got knowledge of a watch party, let us know. That sounds like a great one. This guy's going to take 15% off every tab if you use the promo code ROME. Caleb is going to represent Green Bay on Wisconsin. When we come back, we'll talk some NHL. Jeremy Roenick. Jeremy Roenick also was one of the first athletes when I first got a TV show in the early mid-90s that I used to interview. But did not interview his dad. Jeremy Roenick coming up next. Sean Payton, top of the hour. If you're looking for action, Caleb at plus 500 is not bad. It's not a bad value at all because he gets better and better and better. And he peaks at the right time. He's playing his best ball when it matters most and is not afraid of the big stage. Plus 500 according to Stucknut. Last time I saw it, not a bad thing. Time for a sports update. Here we go. Rich Ackerman's got it. Welcome back. Jeremy Roenick joins me in 10 seconds. Really quickly, this says Rome. Smackoff 24. Who doesn't get enough run? The Razor Blades lady. Good God. Awesome promo. What do you mean, Mona? All right, as promised, we're going to talk some hockey right now. We are joined by an analyst, NHL analyst for NBC. He had a 20-year NHL career, a two-time Olympian, a nine-time All-Star, 513 goals, 703 assists, third American to score 500 NHL goals, a member of the U.S. Hockey Hall of Fame. He is participating in the Legends on the Links Lake Tahoe sweepstakes. We are joined by Jeremy Roenick. JR, my man, what's up? How are you?
What's up, Jim Rome? Why is it so long between our conversations? I hate it.
JR, that is the best. I couldn't agree more. Very well said. I'm going to try and fix that. Listen, I could talk to you about so many different things, but let me start with the San Jose Sharks, and great to have you back, Jeremy. You played for the Sharks. What kind of emotions were you feeling as you saw St. Louis pull away in Game 6 and end that series?
Well, at least let me preface that I congratulate St. Louis Blues for getting to the finals again after 49 years. For me, the Sharks mean a lot to me. They're very important in my career and my friends that I'm still there. Joe Thornton, Pavelski, Couture, Doug Wilson, the GM. It was painful. There's no question. I know the Sharks fan wants to win a Stanley Cup so bad. Joe Thornton's could go down as one of the best players ever to play a cup, and I don't want that for him. So it was pretty devastating.
We're talking to Jeremy Roenick. You know, I know you've got a lot of friends there, and you got some quality guys. When you think about Joe Thornton, he was asked about his future after the game. Understandably, Jeremy, he didn't want to talk about it. You played with him in San Jose. You know what he's about. How impressed are you with the way he's still playing and what he's still doing?
Well, it gives me hope that maybe he'll come back and play another year.
Sure.
I mean, at 49 years old, and he scored 51 points last year. I mean, just think of that. That's with bad knees. He had a bad ankle injury throughout the I really think that with all the guys that San Jose needs to sign in the offseason, Joe Thornton's love of the game, his importance to that team, the fact that Doug Wilson will probably allow him to do whatever he wants. I can see Joe coming back and playing for a huge pay decrease and play another year and try one more time with the team that he has, because he believes that this is the best opportunity he's ever had, the best team he's ever had. So, you know, don't be surprised if you see Joe Thornton play for $1 million next year and with that pay decrease allow, you know, Timo Meier to sign, Joe Pavelski to sign, and keep some of the, you know, the main nuts and bolts of that team.
That's the thing. They were so banged up in that series. Carlson, Hurdle, Pavelski. If they can make another run at it, get healthy, they'd certainly have a look at it. We're talking to Jeremy Roenick. You know, Jeremy, it bears repeating. It's already been stated, but the St. Louis Blues were dead last in January, and now they're in the Stanley Cup final. I mean, how do you explain a turnaround like that? How did they get right?
Well, number one, goaltending. You know, if you have a good goaltender, it changes the whole makeup of your team. It changes the identity of the team. It changes the confidence of the team. You put a coach in there who was a lifelong fighter, a lifelong grinder, a guy that understands how to deal with players, how to deal with guy core players, with role players. Craig Berube went in there and created an atmosphere and a mentality of work, trust, and accountability. And I can't be more happy for him. I think he's the coach of the year, in my opinion, because to go from last now to the Stanley Cup in 5.5 months is it's. I don't think it's been done before. Maybe once. Maybe.
Jeremy Roenick joining us. No, I mean, to that point, and you mentioned this, JR, off the very top, I mean, it's been nearly a half a century since the Blues have been in the position they're in right now. How much does that mean to their fan base? You did touch on how badly the San Jose Shark fans want it, but what about St. Louis? What does that mean to their fan base?
Might be double.
Right.
I really think the St. Louis Blues fans that are so passionate, it is a baseball hockey town. It's not a football town. It's not a basketball town. It's really not a college town. They love their Blues, and they've never won a cup. 50 years since they've been in the Stanley Cup final. I was there the other day, and I can't tell you how gracious they were to me, number one. And believe me, I was a Blackhawk. They have every reason to hate me.
Right.
But they love the game. They respect the game. They appreciate the game. And I think that city would go off the handle if they won a cup.
And they love their team so much, but nobody more so, Jeremy, than Blues superfan Layla Anderson, who has a rare immune disease. It's been a huge part of the run. You had a chance to speak with her before Game 3. What was that experience like, and how impressive is she?
It was so emotional. You know, you think about sports, you think about a lot of things, and then you talk to someone who has an ailment like Layla has. Only 15 people in the world have what she has. It's a rare genetic mutation. Disease, and her ability to be happy and upbeat and so loving life. You know, the St. Louis Blues helped her find a match for her. The marrow match,
bone marrow.
And the shooting and fighting for Layla, so inspirational, man.
We're talking to Jeremy Roenick. It really is amazing. She is amazing. It is amazing. And then you've got the Bruins, JR, who've been resting and waiting. How do you see the matchup between the Bruins and the Blues?
Two very, very similar teams. Very defensive-oriented. They both have offensive superstars, obviously with Marchand and Tarasenko. Great defense. But I'll tell you what, the size of St. Louis could be the difference in the series. They're big, they're strong, they're fast, whereas the Bruins are a little bit smaller, but don't mind getting hit around. It's how much they can take, and, you know, it's going to come down to the goaltenders. Can Binnington continue to be, you know, the super rookie, or is Rask going to prove to everybody in Boston and around the world that he can get the job done? The two best goaltenders are still playing.
Jeremy Roenick joining us. Jeremy, I hate to get into it, but the officiating is certainly been with some controversy this postseason. What do you make of the job they've done? And when you consider everything that rides on the playoff games, should there be an expansion of replays for the officiating?
Yeah, it's a great question. And then it's unfortunately the referees have been too much of the story throughout these playoffs. You want the players to be the story. They do have the toughest job in sports. It's one of the fastest games on the planet and one of the most physical. Human error is always going to be a part of it. But when you have an ability to use replay to make sure you get the call right, especially in the biggest time of the year, having the most impactful calls during games, I believe that they should use the replay or at least use the extra official that's in the arena watching the game that can make calls from the press box. But the league knows that there are holes. They know that they have to get better, and I'm sure they'll be addressing them in the offseason.
We're talking to Jeremy Roenick. Now, you're a part of the Legends on the Lynx event in Lake Tahoe in July. It benefits USA Hockey. What does the sweepstakes involve, and what does the winner get?
I think this is going to be really cool. You know Lake Tahoe, the celebrity tournament, is my favorite week of the year. It's where the biggest celebrities, the biggest athletes come to play golf, and up in Lake Tahoe, this is the American Century Celebrity Challenge. So what we're doing is we're myself, Joe Pavelski of the Sharks, TJ Oshie from the Washington Capitals, and Mike Modano, the Hall of Famer, one of my good buddies. We are raffling off a trip for two to Lake Tahoe in July. Airline, hotel, tickets to the weekend. You have the ability to caddy for one of us during the Pro-Am. So that means coming onto the driving range, hanging out with, you know, guys like Charles Barkley and Tony Romo and Alfonso Ribeiro, you just name it. You know, rub shoulders with them, take pictures with them. You'll have a private dinner with Joe,
TJ, Mike, and I, which will probably end up being a 4-hour, lots of bottles of wine, lots of stories, you know, up personally and up close. So it's a once-in-a-lifetime, legendsonthelinks.com to buy your sweepstakes ticket. And even if you don't win, we're giving away shirts and hats, and signed pictures. So a lot of fun things to look at. But it'll be one of the best weekends that you'll ever have. And it's once-in-a-lifetime right now. It's the first time we've ever done it.
That is awesome. What a great sweepstakes that is. Listen, before you go, it benefits USA Hockey, and you are one of the legends of USA Hockey. How much did it mean to you to wear the red, white, and blue?
Well, listen, I'm one of the most patriotic people in the world. I get emotional when I hear the anthem. I love our military. To put on the red, white, and blue and represent a country rather than a city is the best. The best gratification you can have. And hopefully I represented it well, and I will always love the red, white, and blue.
Absolutely. Two-time Olympian, 20-year NHL career, an NHL analyst for NBC, and he is participating in the Legends on the Links, the Lake Tahoe Sweepstakes. It is an amazing sweepstakes. You should enter that right now. Jeremy Roenick, my guest. JR, good to have you back. Sorry it had been so long, but it's great to have you on. Thanks so much.
All right, that means I'll talk to you next week. Talk to you next week. It sounds good.
Talk to you tomorrow, Jeremy. Talk to you next hour, Jeremy. Talk to you next segment, Jeremy. You got it. Jeremy Roenick, all-time favorite. All right, that's JR talking some hockey. How do you see that matchup? St. Louis and Boston. Sharks fans, you can see he took that pretty hard. He said, I think Joe Thornton will come back. I think he'll take another run at it. He'll take less money, spread some of that money around. Hopefully they get healthy and they have another look. They were banged up, though, taking nothing away from St. Louis. St. Louis has done an amazing job, but they had to go in that series. Erik Karlsson, Tomas Hertl, they didn't go to St. Louis. Joe Pavelski was injured. So this time of year, guys are hurt. Nobody wants to hear about that, but they were banged up. So I'd love to see Thornton also come back and take another run. Dear Rome, first order of business at Michigan. Longer shorts. Regards, Juwan Howard. Casey in New Hampshire wore my 9th grade basketball team wearing black socks like the Fab Five. Such an amazing time, though, wasn't it? The long shorts, the black socks. How many of you listening right now were rocking the black socks back then? This says, dear nobody. It just says, dear. I personally do not know Caleb, but I do know Dave at the Lorelei and can vouch for everything Caleb mentioned. I may carve out that time frame during the smack off and send an email or two cracking on Canadians. Matt, Tyler, and Drake. War fat Americans. Jim in Green Bay. P.S. The Lorelei has an epic Oktoberfest celebration during the fall, which would be worth a drive up from Madtown. I might do that. This email says, damn it, Jimbo. Tell Caleb that now I have to take a 2-hour roadie to Titletown. JR on the 414. Now, he made that thing sound good, didn't he? Rome, 15% off a $3 beer in Green Bay is only 45 cents. I hope Hennessy's in Dana Point matches that so I can get $2.25 off my $15 beer in SoCal. John in Huntington Beach wore the CEO picking up my tab at Hennessy's. All right, when we come back, third hour, we start off with Sean Payton.